loudly to friends, poem to poem, in malls, clothes stores, hairdressing salons. Can you imagine that? People sort of yelling from their little buckets that are over their heads, shouting Sylvia Plath at each other. Daddy! So, make a quilt of poems. Hand poems to panhandlers.
You got some change here? I'm going to change right in front of you.
Sing a poem in church while everyone else is singing hymns.
Ginsburg would go well.
Eat poetry cake. Throw crumpled poems at the mayor. Gregory Mayer is gone, but throw crumpled poems at him. He'd love it. Spike trees with your poems. Both your poems in front of the entire Russian whaling fleet. Sing a poem of Christmas lights across your yard. Break into your poems and free the animals being experimented on there for medical purposes. Drive a truck with a whole novel written on it. Around town.
Johnny Vancouver does that.
Yeah. Use poetry as currency in restaurants. Here's a tip. Ticket offices, telephone companies. I'm going to pay my bill today. Here, have some Edgar Allan Poe. Chain a letter of poems. Invest your poem in the stock market. That'll work. Drop your poetry in the city's water supply. Recycle all the paper you've ever written on. Make them into all the ones you've written poems on and all. Better yet, recycle all poetry magazines as the obvious ass wipe. Animal toiletries. I got all sorts of things. Paper airplanes. Collage. Camping fuel. Barbecue napkins. Baby chew toys. Paper mache. Volcanoes. Cheese lanterns. Origami. And all kinds. Knee pads. Fashion design. You just make it up. You can recycle them into anything you want. That's the way to publish.